بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave us the great honor of sabr, the great weapon, our great defense of sabr, by which a person, any difficulty, a person just exercises sabr and Allah makes it very light and easy for that person. In this ayat now, Allah Ta'ala explains the high level of sabr, where a person, he makes so much sabr and he abuses this power which Allah has given him to that extent that he becomes shaheed in the path of Allah. Not only that he becomes shaheed, but he becomes covetous and desirous, and he is so keen that he wants to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. By sabr, he gained the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and he enjoyed it so much that he just wants to go to Allah Ta'ala, and he just wants to become a shaheed. That was the jazba, the feeling of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great, great mujahid, he says, I went so many times to the battlefield not to win the battle, not to gain the booty of war, but just to become a shaheed. For that reason I went. So the sabr, when it is developed and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala is felt, and a person now enjoys that great power of Allah Ta'ala with him, then he wants to go, he just wants to go to Allah Ta'ala. And we all should check ourselves how far we are from it. We prefer our lives over everything. We'll even break the commands of Allah Ta'ala to sustain our lives here. Whereas this is such that a person is keen to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah honors that person also so greatly, that when he has given his life for Allah, he is so much in love with Allah, he wants to be with Allah, then in actual fact Allah does not give death to that person. Allah gives him hayate abadi, eternal life Allah gives that person. Normally, when the ruh leaves the body, then the body is dead and the time for amal has come to an end. But for a shaheed, his amal carries on. He has life. We cannot understand it. Just like a person who hasn't eaten a mango. No matter how lot you explain to him, he can't understand. Then you can't explain to him the taste of mango. But he has no right to deny the enjoyable taste of mango. Just like that person who becomes shaheed, we cannot understand what enjoyment he's going to, and his abadi life, his permanent life which Allah gives him. Death does not come to a shaheed. He only goes away from our eyes of this world, but Allah has given him permanent life, and his rewards carry on all the time. He's like a living person who's making amal. Our amal stops at the time of maut, but the shaheed's amal carries on till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. اور نہ کہو ان کو جو مارے گئے خدا کے راہ میں کہ مردے ہیں. And do not say about those people who got killed, who were martyred in the path of Allah Ta'ala, don't say they are dead. You don't understand, but they are living. And they are living all the time there. And the reward of their deeds keep on accruing to them. And it is like they are living and they are making amal, all the good deeds what they were doing. Their namazas, their rozas, their tilawat, all this carries on all the time. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. بلکہ وہ زندہ ہے لیکن تم کو خبر نہیں. They are alive but you don't perceive, you don't understand their life. So their life carries on all the time and they get the rewards all the time. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, shaheed, when he dies, then his amal carry on and he gets the reward for it all the time, and their life is all the time. We all know Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, mashallah, he passed away on Jummah, after Jummah khutbah. After some time, his niece, our granddaughter saw him in a dream, and he was there at home eating. So she said, but you have passed away, you are gone. So he says, we don't die, we are living all the time. So that is the mort of a shaheed. He does not die. He's only gone away from our eyes, but he is living. And they're getting their rewards all the time. So this is great encouragement for all of us, that we develop that amount of sabr, love of Allah, closeness of Allah, that we are eager to go in the path of Allah. And it isn't necessary. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it possible to get the position, martaba of shahadat, without dying on the battlefield? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. A person, there are many amals by which a person can become a shaheed. And one simple amal, a person who reads 25 times a day, in one riwayat 20 times, he remembers maut. And an easy way to remember maut, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. A person will read it 20, 25 times a day, he will get the maut of a shaheed. And all that rewards which a shaheed gets, of course, it won't be that level of the shaheed who dies on the battlefield. And the main condition of it all is sincerity. That a person does it with complete sincerity in the love and in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So it is possible for all of us to get this position of shahadat also. And we should become covetous, desirous of it. Not that we want to save our lives. We are not here in this world to save our lives. We are in this world to give our lives for Allah Ta'ala. And that we are eager to go to Allah Ta'ala. Today we are going out of our way, doing haram things in fact, to save our lives. Whereas the real thing is to give our lives. But we haven't tasted that enjoyment of the closeness of Allah. We have got, unfortunately, the love of this filth and dirt of this dunya. All these temporary, lowly things, we got that love in our heart, and we're giving preference to that over the love of Allah Ta'ala. If we make effort and get the love of Allah Ta'ala, which was explained in the previous ayah, then a person will automatically be keen to give his life and go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Today we are so frightened of some criticism. We are so frightened for the law. We are so frightened for the police. We are so frightened that we will get corona. All that fear is filled in our heart. And the love of Akhirat, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Islam and Deen and the Sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unfortunately those things are not in our lives. If we make effort in that direction, we will be blessed with that. And the same example, just like a person who eats a mango, he knows what the enjoyment of it is. And a person who hasn't tasted it can never know. And when we get the enjoyment of the love of Allah, we will be very keen to get the enjoyment of shahadat also. It won't be like a difficult or it will be a thing which a person looks forward to. And he will enjoy becoming a shaheed and giving his life for Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq. Thank you.